It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now on the line is Pastor Mianda Ngomamfundis. Here comes another question. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Mfundis. Our question for today: how does Christianity address the concept of predestination? What's your answer, Mfundis?
Well, again, that's a billion-dollar question that can build or destroy if you're not careful.
Yes.
Because there's another set of Christians that believe that to say it is, because Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, I knew before you were born.
Yes.
And many other assumptions from the Bible that says, if God knew us before we were born, then he predestined us for, if we die early, then he says we should die at 20. You should die at whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? That's what people say. But is that a plan of God? You know, John 3 verse number 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only and only begotten son, that whosoever, and that's the emphasis is whosoever, shall believe in him, should never perish but have everlasting life.
Yeah.
Now, there's a set of Christians that do not believe in the whosoever. They believe that God has already selected a certain sect of
people.
Only a sect of people that should be blessed, and the other people that should be beggars. But is that the will of God? That is not true, because biblically the Bible does not say they are only selected people that should achieve certain things, and then these ones, they are not aligned to this. The Bible has put it very clear. For God so loved the world. In the world, there is meander.
Yeah.
There is everybody. There is anyone in the world. Now, whoever is in the world was so loved, and he was died for by Jesus.
Yeah.
So this idea of predestination, and usually the predestination part, it is on the negative. So God has predestined us for greater things, all of us. But yet we use it on the negative to say, he has a plan. No, if you want, it is written that we are going to die at 20. It is written that we are going to get sick today.
Yeah.
It is written that they are going to die in an accident. Is that the will of God? It is not true. So God has not predestined us for anything that is negative. But then there are two ways. He says, if you go the north way, this is the result. If you go the positive, the western world, this is what you are going to get. So now, these two options, They are for us to choose. If you choose sin, you're going to be awarded this. If you choose the right thing, you're going to be awarded this. Now, how do we apply predestination, therefore? Predestination in this particular sense, we cannot be safe to assume that God has said for these people, they will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He has already said this one, they're going to hell. No. If at all it was the case, then why is he waiting for us to repent, for us to go to heaven? He already has the number. So no wonder he's slow to anger. He's waiting for everyone to come to the knowledge of his word. That when we, all of us have come to the knowledge, you say, indeed, we are given enough time. And the Lord was fair, and his judgment are fair and right. So I don't agree on the negative aspect of how people use predestination in the sense of saying, it is written that they would die in an accident. It is not true.
Thank you for this. I appreciate your time. I don't want to answer these questions. I'm happy that they're answered by a pastor. Have a wonderful day for this, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Blessings to you, sir.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism. AWR